This is The View Beyond Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto.
Terry, the Browns are surprising everybody, finally with a two-game winning streak for the first time since 2014, snapped a road losing streak of 25 games, but now Texas awaits this weekend.
Right, they're going to Houston, where the Texans have won how many in a row?
Eight.
Eight.
That's quite a winning streak.
It really is in the NFL, and especially with the Houston Texans, they started 0-3.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and there was like, is the coach going to get fired? What's going on? And then they got hot, and they have one of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL.
A name that I almost forgot about a little bit, but out of Clemson, Deshaun Watson.
Exactly.
Who was drafted in 2017.
Who is sitting there at number 12 when the Browns had the 12th pick in the draft.
Okay.
And they didn't take Deshaun Watson. Instead, they traded down. And Texas traded for that pick, and they took Watson.
Okay.
Watson, you know, led Clemson to a national title. He was kind of an athletic scrambler. I remember watching him going, I kind of like him. I kind of don't. What is he? His coach, now Daboll Sweeney from Clemson, they all got to talk about it. He goes, this kid has the leadership capability, whatever, of Michael Jordan. He says, any team that passes him is going to regret it for 10 years. That's what Sweeney said. Now, these guys sell their players. But
he's doing well.
Extremely well.
Okay.
Now, his rookie year ended early because he ended up getting a knee injury and had to have ACL major surgery. But he's come back strong. But the Browns have a quarterback, too.
And he's proving himself to be pretty good on the field. Baker Mayfield.
Last three games since the coaching changes, 9 touchdown passes, 1 interception, completed 72% of his passes. Browns are 2-1. They got a real offense going here.
Okay. So this should be interesting.
Right. Where in the past, I've gone down to Houston and watched some really bad games for the Browns in that dome.
Okay.
And so to me, you know, it's another kind of one of these tests. How good are the Browns, you know, there? And how good is Mayfield? And also, how good is the Browns defense? Because Greg Williams, not only is the head coach, what's his other job?
He's a, defensive coordinator?
Right, he's a defensive coordinator. So he's doing two.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to figure out how to stop Watson, who's been running all over all kinds of other teams because he's athletic and he could throw. And they're just really cooking. And down there in Texas, you know, football's a religion. It's just like up here. It's going to be loud. So I'm anxious to see it. I'm anxious to see Baker Mayfield play in that environment. The blessing about having Mayfield, having him played at Oklahoma, having him played national title games, in domes, he's played in front of huge crowds, lots of pressure. In effect, it's almost the same case that Daboll Sweeney, the coach for Clemson, made for Deshaun Watson, also applies to Baker Mayfield.
Uh-huh.
The view is that both of these guys were prepared for these NFL moments.
Hmm.
And so they get to clash there. And, you know, what the Browns have become is watchable.
Yeah, and fun.
And fun, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was shocked when I didn't realize this. You know, the Browns are averaging like 22 points a game or whatever right now. Not a lot, but so I was trying to find out, when was the last time they averaged 20 points a game? You had to go back to 2007.
Wow.
No wonder why. They were not only terrible, they were boring.
Right, they couldn't score.
It wasn't like they were losing, you know, 35-31.
Right.
Or they were just, you know, losing 24-6.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So this offense, you know, is coming to life, and it's not only Mayfield. You have Nick Chubb, rookie from Georgia, and then you also have Rashard Higgins and Antonio Callaway, you know, Jarvis Landry. There's some good stuff going on there, but they're going to be facing just like the hottest team in the NFL on the road.
Do we know when the last time the Browns had a 3-game winning streak?
I don't.
Interesting.
I'd have to look it up.
That'll be interesting to find out.
It really would. And where they have knocked off, you know, an Atlanta team who at that point had won 3 in a row.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, where they had just been playing terrible against the Bengals, even though the Bengals are sliding, now they get Houston. And doing it with an interim head coach who's also defensive coordinator, and Freddie Kitchens, a guy, is the offensive coordinator, never called a play in his life until now.
Okay. I'll tell you, it is fun.
It is.
I'm looking forward to watching.
I really am, and as opposed to, I mean, I admit when the, you know, the drudgery of the 1-31 streak, or how about, I mean, they were 4-44 the previous three years. 4-44. I mean, right now they're 4-6-1. That's why if you're a Browns fan, you know, 4-6 feels like you're like 8-2. You know, it changed the whole dynamic because of all the losing. But I'm with you. I mean, I'm go down there. Normally, I go down there and say, oh, they're just going to get hammered in the dome in Houston. It's not going to be pretty. Now it's like, hey, they got a quarterback, but so are the Browns.
Yeah. Okay. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's The View Beyond Pluto with our sports commentator, Terry Pluto. You can hear him each Wednesday morning on WKSU. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz.